Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verses 8 through 10. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." Simon Peter had just witnessed a miracle. Jesus had given him a catch of fish so miraculously large that his nets began to break and his boats began to sink. Peter immediately realized that he had nothing to do with this great catch of fish, and that it happened by the power of Jesus' word. He knew that he was in the presence of God and was deeply aware of the fact that he did not belong there. But Jesus absolutely wanted him there. He was at a turning point in his ministry. Before this event, he was a lone teacher. Now Jesus wanted others to help him. So he said to Peter, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." Jesus called people to fish for other people. But notice the kind of people Jesus called. These were not professional speakers. They were fishermen. Jesus used regular guys to preach and teach. God still does the same thing. He sends ordinary people to preach and teach. Why does God give such an important task to such unimportant people? To show that the power is from God and not from people. The net with which Jesus catches people is the good news about his perfect life, innocent death, and glorious resurrection. The message itself carries the power to catch people for Jesus. God gets all the credit for all the good that comes from preaching. The more unworthy the messenger, the more God's power stands out. He uses sinful men and women as his messengers to tell other sinners about their Savior and lead them to faith in him. Lord, I am a sinful person. Forgive my sins by your grace and work through your people to fill the nets of your kingdom with those caught in unbelief. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.